All right, our first question is, what about FBA?
What about FBA? This is the most asked question. So I haven't seen the email account that the question's coming to, but since I started talking about this outside of senior staff earlier in the summer, the most asked question is FBA. There's a quick answer to it, but before I give you the quick answer to it, let me just explain to you the stakes that are in it. So first of all, I have three children in FBA, so I'm an FBA parent. Second is one of our trustees who has been one of the lay leaders in our church that was involved in the planning for this at the earliest stages is Ryan Jones, who is the chairman of the board of the academy. And he and I talked with Susan Johnson about this, the head of school, a long time ago. I forget how long it is now, but she's been in the loop for a long time and is excited about this plan. So what I want you to know is that there is no decision that the church made today that has anything to do with the existence of the school. It is our plan for the school to go on, to continue. There will be changes to how that functions, as there's going to be changes to everything else that happens here. But what I want you to know is that right now, the future of the school is inextricably linked to the future of the church, because the school happens on our property. And right now, if we have a church that's in trouble, we have a school that is in trouble. And so when we have a healthy church, we have a shot at a healthy school. So the board and the leadership of the school, together with me, are going to have conversations about what changes and what that all looks like. There is nobody that is having any kind of conversation about this being the end of the school. So we're excited about the future of FBA.